Donald Trump rips San Francisco mess under Nancy Pelosi. By Charlie Spiring on October 26, 2019. President Donald Trump began Saturday morning picking a fight with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, pointing to the mess that her district home city of San Francisco had become. "All she works on is impeachment," Trump wrote on Twitter, noting that the city was in horrible shape thanks to the homeless population creating an unsanitary and environmentally hazardous climate in her city. "We should all work together to clean up these hazardous waste and homeless sites before the whole city rots away," he wrote. Full statement. "I can't believe that Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco is in such horrible shape that the city itself is in violation of many sanitary and environmental orders, causing it to owe the federal government billions of dollars, and all she works on is impeachment. We should all work together to clean up these hazardous waste and homeless sites before the whole city rots away. Very bad and dangerous conditions, also severely impacting the Pacific Ocean and water supply. Pelosi must work on this mess and turn her district around." Trump first started attacking the conditions of Pelosi's district in the summer. He noted that Democrats continued to support government benefits for illegal immigrants while leaving their citizens and cities in squalor. "What they are doing to our beautiful California is a disgrace to our country," Trump said at a political rally in Cincinnati in August. "It's a shame. The world is looking at it. Look at Los Angeles with the tents and the horrible, horrible, disgusting conditions. Look at San Francisco." In September, Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Administrator Andrew Wheeler sent a letter to California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., raising concerns about the toxic sewage from the homeless camps. "California needs to fulfill its obligation to protect its water bodies and, more importantly, public health, and it should take this letter as notice that EPA is going to insist that it meets its environmental obligations," Wheeler wrote.